we just remind ourselves, nothing is owed to us. Everything is a gift. I'm thankful for whatever I get, and I'm going to look at the bright side of things.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seekers, and welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, I have a wonderful guest for you, and I'm sure that we will learn a lot from him and from his experience in his life and with the people that he is leading. He's a recognized expert in the science of Jewish spirituality. He's the host and creator of the Beginning Within podcast. He has served as the rabbi of the shul at Newtown, a Chabad synagogue in Newtown, Pennsylvania, and as the director of the J. Michael Schwartz Jewish Learning Academy for the past 16 years. His style of teaching, which is a blend of psychology, spirituality, clarity, and conviction, draws hundreds to his courses. He is a member of the editorial board of the Jewish Learning Institute and has been a featured lecturer at the National Jewish Retreat. So my first question to you is, what does gratitude mean for you, actually?
So gratitude is something that's really fundamental. And as I would say, as I age, gratitude becomes more and more important in my life. It really means humility to me. It means realizing that everything I have in my life is a gift, nothing is owed to me, and that I'm thankful for everything that's given to me. So it's really an approach, a perspective on how to look at our lives. And it's actually the secret to happiness, because when we are grateful for everything and we are not someone who is always expecting or feeling entitled, then we are happy with everything that we have and grateful for everything that comes. And we don't get upset or angry when there is something that we don't have or don't get.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I love the fact that you mentioned humility. And I have had many guests on the Gratitude Podcast. You are the first one that's that represents a certain type of spirituality. And I love the fact that you mentioned humility, because I was thinking myself, whom are we grateful for in general? When we say thank you, when we feel the gratitude, we're actually thankful to our Creator, to God, to however it is called, in different religions, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the more humility we have, the more grateful we are. I think that it's like a seesaw, sort of the two are very much attached to each other, I should say. So when our humility grows, our gratitude grows, because gratitude really is thinking less of ourselves and more of the other. Mm-hmm. So I can either be thinking about what I want or what I feel is owed to me or what I need, or I can think about what the other person is providing, is giving, is doing.
Exactly.
And again, that goes directly into our level of happiness. The more I think about myself, the less happy I generally will be. The more I'm thinking of others, the more happy I am.
Totally.
Which is why, you know, all of these new studies are showing that the more that we do for another, which is really focusing on someone else outside of ourselves, the happier we are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I'm really curious, how do you see humility? Like, for some people, it's being humble. And for other people, they understand that they should let themselves be humiliated. So what do you feel is humility for you? How do you understand it?
humility. That's a great question, because humility, I think, is one of the most misunderstood words that we have. So humility does not mean that I just step out of the way for everyone and everything. Humility means that everything that I do, in its perfect sense, it would be everything that I do, but we try in our lives more and more to increase that everything I engage with for the purpose of that thing and not for a self-oriented reason. So anything I may be doing, which can be from the most simple activities like eating, am I eating because I am indulging myself, or am I eating because this food nourishes me and empowers me physically to be able to live the life that I'm dedicated to? And so humility is someone who's doing the activities in their lives more and more out of a sense of purpose and less out of a sense of self-indulgence. And so what we do is not about us, and that's what humility is. And this actually makes us very powerful people, as opposed to what many people think humility is, which is weakness. Because when we step into everything we do in our life out of a sense of purpose, we will take on things which are even uncomfortable for us, because we don't look at it as how this reflects on me and how uncomfortable it's going to make me. We look at it from a perspective of, is this my purpose or not? Is this my calling or not? Wow. And so we don't need to be the center of attention. But if there's a reason why we need to step up in front of the largest crowd of people and say something, humble people will be the first people to do it, because they live out of a sense of purpose, not out of a sense of self.
Wow. I really love this. And I think that it gives you a perspective, like you're part of something bigger, and what you do is not just something that you do for yourself. It's something that you do for the bigger picture. You feel that you're part of this whole world, right?
Exactly so. That's exactly the point.
Wow. Wow. I really didn't think of humility in this way. And I think it's a wonderful way of seeing it. I love it. Thank you.
Sure.
So I'm really, really curious. What does the Jewish spirituality teach about gratitude, if there are teachings regarding gratitude in general?
Yes, so there are many teachings about gratitude. I would say it's a fundamental in Jewish spirituality. And in many respects, I would say that that's what prayer is all about. And I know that there are many people from different orientations that engage in prayer. Mm-hmm. And prayer really is about acknowledging that there is something greater than myself and coming to a deeper understanding of that. You know, many people sometimes wonder why people of faith will need to repeat, you know, numerous times how great the Creator is. And really, it's not about it's not about telling the Creator so that the Creator can hear how great he or she is. Yeah. But it's really about us ingraining within ourselves in awareness, which is really hard for us to do because God is abstract, to really be able to appreciate the greatness of God, how much we get from God, and to have gratitude. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's fundamental for a person to be living a happy life, again, to have this sense of gratitude. And so we put a lot of time into it.
Of course, of course. So so you're saying that it's a fundamental part of the Jewish spirituality, because it's a prayer is a fundamental part of the Jewish spirituality, right?
It's a fundamental part of Jewish spirituality, and it's the idea that we need to, something like gratitude needs, it needs effort, it needs focus.
Yeah.
And so we need to have repeated rituals that ingrain within us a sense of gratitude. We can't just wake up and expect to feel gratitude. We have to put work into it. And so the ritual of prayer is one significant ritual, that we repeatedly do, which ingrains a sense of gratitude into us, where we develop a sense and an awareness of the fact that I'm breathing now, the fact that I'm alive, the fact that I have so many things in my life. I shouldn't see them as things that are owed to me, because truly they aren't. But even the fact that I exist is a gift. And then everything that's on top of that is a gift. And recognizing that there's someone who created this universe and endowed the universe with so many blessings, which we are beneficiaries of, just puts us into a greater mood of gratitude. And honestly, I would say a perspective that is in touch with reality. Because when we're not living out of gratitude, often we're living in a delusional state to some extent. Mm-hmm. Because we are demanding or expecting things which really we don't in any way have the right to demand. And there's no reason why we should be expecting that those things belong to us or should belong to us.
Yeah, totally, totally. But just out of curiosity, so I'm an Orthodox, Christian Orthodox. And I think that gratitude is something that you find in every religion. And that's one of the reasons why I love gratitude so much, because like love, I think it's common to all religions and all views of life. And I'm curious, how does a prayer, how do the Jewish people pray? Like in my religion, usually, traditionally, people ask for things when it comes to prayer. And there are very few prayers, unfortunately, that are focused on gratitude. Is it the same in Jewish spirituality?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a great question. So we have a blend. And I would say that I wouldn't even say that 50% of our prayers is about requests. We do have segments of our prayer which are definitely about requests. But there is a significant part of prayer which is all about acknowledging the creator of the universe and different aspects of what the creator, the creator's attributes and what the creator does and gives towards to the universe and to us. So it's a blend of those two. The most pronounced ritual and prayer that we have that relates directly to gratitude is actually the very first prayer we say every single morning. And we actually say it while we're still in bed.
Wow.
It's in Hebrew, we call it the Moda Ani prayer. And actually, all of your listeners can benefit from this because it really is a universal prayer. And in English, essentially what we're saying is that I'm grateful to you, eternal God, for compassionately returning my spirit to me. Great is your faithfulness. That's the very first words I've been saying since I've been a little child and was taught this by my parents, were these words. So we wake up, literally the first words we say out of our, the very first word in Hebrew is Modeh, which means to be thankful, to be grateful. So it's the very first word we say every single day is to be grateful, because we went to sleep at night exhausted. Hopefully exhausted after a very productive day. Mm-hmm. And we wake up every single morning with a renewed spirit. And that is a tremendous compassion, a compassionate act from God to restore our spirit and re-energize us every day, especially because there are some days that we know we haven't lived necessarily a productive day or the way God would have wanted us to. That's true for all of us. We're imperfect beings. Yeah. So there's, but God compassionately has restored our spirit to us once again. Look, I'm 43 years old. And so that would mean that over 16,000 days consecutively, God has restored my spirit to me. And that is why we concluded this prayer by saying, great is your faithfulness, because God is so faithful to us. He's just committed. No matter what I've done the day before, God has been committed and faithful to me and just gives me my spirit back. So there's right there, we start off our day with enormous gratitude.
Wow, this is such a wonderful way of seeing things, like and seeing every day of our life. The fact that it's not something that's given, like we should have it. It's something that we don't need to appreciate, but it's something that we should thank God from the beginning of the day for the fact that it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
There's actually something unique about doing this right when we wake up in the morning, because the moment when we wake up, when we're just coming out of our sleep state, we're in our brain is actually in a very special mode at that very moment, which is called the alpha state. Mm-hmm. And that's when we are conscious, but we're still somewhat semi-conscious. So we haven't gone into an active mode. So our brain is more suggestive and open to ideas at that moment. So when we use that opportunity to fill our brain with a gratitude attitude, that actually, we absorb it much more powerfully.
Totally, totally. And it's beautiful. I myself have a practice that resembles this. So many times when I wake up, I immediately look for things that I'm grateful about, and it makes things so much easier along the day to feel gratitude for and to enjoy them more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think this is a great practice, and I really love the perspective, the fact that we were gifted with this day, and the fact that God has been committed to giving us another day and to have been given us a lot of days until now.
Yeah.
That's very beautiful.
Yeah.
So talking about wisdom, do you have some words of wisdom, a quote on gratitude that you like and that inspires you?
Well, the quote that inspires me is the quote I just shared, which I say every morning. That's really my gratitude quote, to be grateful to God for compassionately returning my spirit to me. And great is your faithfulness, God, that you just restore the spirit to me every single day. And the vote of confidence also, which is really what it is, from God, and the expression of love in that. So that's the quote that really means so much to me when it comes to being grateful.
This is wonderful. I love it. I love it. It's so deep. And maybe if I would have just read it on a website or something, it wouldn't have been as deep as you explaining it and getting to the core of it and to the beauty and the gratitude of it. I really appreciate you sharing this with us and what it means for you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, we are humans. So sometimes it's not really that easy to feel grateful. What do you do when it's hard to be grateful?
That's a great question, because we get into a mode sometimes where we're down or we're upset, and we just get into a dark space, and we're not open to seeing things differently. So I know sometimes I just have to give myself a little bit of time to get out of the mood I might be in. But what I try and do is I remind myself that, you know, we get to choose which side of the coin to look at. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a tapestry, you know, or some type of a carpet where there's a beautiful design on one side, but the other side of the tapestry, it looks like a complete mess. Mm-hmm. And so we always get to look at, to choose which side of the tapestry we want to look at. And so normally when we buy a carpet or something like that, or we're going to hang it up on our wall, or whatever it may be, we wisely choose to have the beautiful side showing and the other side against the wall. And truly we can do that with everything in our lives. So we have to just remind ourselves, and sometimes a visual is very good. So if the tapestry is a visual, or a visual, or just two sides of a coin, so you think of a coin as a visual to just get yourself back into perspective, then we just remind ourselves, nothing is owed to us. Everything is a gift. I'm thankful for whatever I get, and I'm going to look at the bright side of things. So we sort of have to just force ourselves into seeing things from a perspective that we already have, but we lose when things are not so easy.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, exactly. But my question is, and I'm sure you'll have a really wise answer for this, isn't that like, for instance, if we just look at the things that we are grateful for, and the other part of the tapestry, doesn't that exist as well? Like, aren't we ignoring that part when we just look at the beautiful part of the tapestry?
That's a great question. So we can't ignore reality, no question about it. But there's the reality is what it is, and the question is, from what perspective do we want to approach it and interact with it? So either it controls us or we control it. So we're not talking about being in denial of whatever the reality is, but we're talking about not letting that reality define us. We always get to define ourselves. This is actually very powerful, and very much of what my podcast is about, and what I teach, which is beginning within. That mm-hmm. we get to choose from within ourselves how we're going to respond to any situation. So even though a situation may be very challenging, it doesn't define us unless we permit it to define us. So yeah, there may be an ugly side to this tapestry, but at the same time, we have the ability to, number one, focus on positivity in our life, and also focus on what I am going to do about this, as opposed to what it's doing to me. Mm-hmm. Because that is always the only productive question we can ask. And that is, what am I going to do about this?
Exactly, exactly. I was thinking about the fact that people in general that are inspiring and that live inspiring lives have been doing this in spite of having all kinds of challenges. It's not that they didn't have any kind of challenge, but they rose above them and they managed to become an inspiration for other people as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, you may understand. So we have the language of Yiddish, which is similar to German. Mm-hmm. So you may understand this. There was a very prominent rabbi who shared with my spiritual master a statement where he said, "Vos ved zayin, what's going to be?"
Mm-hmm.
And so my spiritual master, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, responded to him and said that you should never ask "Vos ved zayin, what's going to be?" You should always ask "Vos geit mintun, what are we going to do?"
Yeah, exactly. Because
and that's really someone who has a gratitude perspective asks, "What am I going to do?" Someone who doesn't will ask, "What's going to be?" Which is really a victimhood question.
Yeah, totally. Because this is all we have, the power of choice and the power of choosing freely how we want to go on with the situation at hand. Like if we want to focus on solutions, on creativity, on the things that are all right and that we can build upon, or just become a victim of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm just wondering, has gratitude been in your life like a real understanding, a deep understanding of gratitude since you were a child, or did you at one point learn gratitude as a like not just the word but its meaning?
So I've been taught it since a child, as I mentioned earlier, but there's no question that as I go through different experiences in life, I begin to develop more gratitude. I stop taking things for granted and I begin to really appreciate things that I did not have gratitude for. And I would say that just increases more and more and more because, you know, the more we experience, the more we realize that we should not be taking anything for granted. Everything is really a blessing and everything can come and everything can go. And so we have to be grateful for everything we have at any given moment. So different events in life, you know, whether it's an illness or it's a challenge or it's a struggle with my job or with certain people, they always lead me to more gratitude.
That's wonderful. I'm sure it's not easy to do, but it's a choice that we can make all the time, right?
Yeah, that's a very key point. It's a choice we can make. So what I try and do is whenever I have a negative experience in life or a low point, I always ask myself after the fact. Sometimes when you're in the moment, it's very hard to see things with clarity. But at least if we cannot grab ourselves during the moment, after the moment, we definitely can. And I always ask myself, what did this teach me? And I always find that all experiences in life, including the negative ones, always have a blessing of teaching, which I would not, which I would not really deeply be aware of without having gone through the experience.
Exactly. I think in some way, this just came up, these experiences that are more challenging make us pay attention to some things from within us more, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they wouldn't bother us too much or enough, we would ignore them and we would go on our way without even noticing. But when they are in our face, we just can't do that anymore, right?
100%. So sometimes, you know, this is not a pleasant message, but sometimes we're very resistant to things. And for whatever reason, certain things will be put into our lives. God will sort of impose on us something that's really negative that we really don't want in our lives. And only afterwards, we can sometimes see that it was because we were resistant to learning something and we had to go through a certain type of an experience in order to grab this blessing or this lesson. So yeah, no question, that is the way it is.
Exactly. And it's really interesting. And we usually get to feel grateful after the experience and after understanding this, even though in the moment's not really that easy.
Yeah.
Do you have, other than the practice you have in the morning, do you have other practices that keep you and get you to be grateful consistently?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
It's, for me, it's a perspective. So it's seeing how many times throughout the day I can go through an experience, and that experience, I will respond to that experience in a more grateful way instead of in a way where I'm rejecting that experience. Mm-hmm. So it's really a mindset and a perspective that we have on everything that happens in our lives. And so the rituals I have are prayer and that morning ritual. And then it's about me at every single moment seeing how I'm responding to the moments and the events that are happening in my day. And usually I will reflect on things that have happened after they've happened and see how I responded to them. And mm-hmm. then in that way, sort of check myself to see where I'm at. And I think by doing that on an ongoing basis, because I know this personally, that when we do this more and more, then we have more and more gratitude in our lives and we expect less and less. We have less frustration.
Exactly. But let's talk a bit about the positive side of gratitude, because we talked a lot about the challenges and how hard it can be sometimes to be grateful. What do you think is the upside of gratitude?
The upside of gratitude is, number one, as I mentioned before, it makes us much happier people. It improves our relationships significantly, because when we express gratitude to the people around us, they feel appreciated and it builds tremendous connection. And it makes us much more humble people. And like I said earlier, that makes us very powerful, because we don't approach everything in our life as to what this says about me or how this is going to make me look, but we approach everything in our life as a humble person does. And that is this the right thing for me to be doing or not? So the benefits of gratitude are enormous. And I think that any person that wants to increase their goodness as an individual and in their relationships with others, it's imperative that we work on our gratitude.
Exactly. And I love that you mentioned relationships, because we as human beings, personally, we want to be appreciated. And giving appreciation is also an amazing feeling. And It's what we yearn for, even if we don't say it, even if so when it comes to relationships, we want to be appreciated, basically.
So I think what's interesting about that is that we find very often, I think if we self-reflect a little bit, that we really want to be appreciated, but we have to actually ask ourselves a far more important question: how much appreciation are we putting out?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the things that we want for ourselves that we need to ask ourselves, are we providing to the world? And the truth also is that the way we receive more appreciation from others is by showing more appreciation to others.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, when we are more self-oriented, we are always expecting appreciation, but we're not necessarily giving appreciation, which is not a gratitude mentality. However, when we are being grateful, to expressing gratitude to other people, then we are actually putting gratitude out there. We're being other oriented, and the benefit of that, I would say maybe the fringe benefit of it, is that we will end up getting far more gratitude coming towards us as well.
Exactly. Totally. I've been practicing this for many years now, and it has been great to offer gratitude and to receive gratitude. And sometimes appreciating other people and telling them that I appreciate them even made me feel great.
Yeah.
And appreciative, and I felt the gratitude in myself as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So speaking of relationships, do you have some people that you want to mention that you are grateful for?
Well, I'm very grateful to my parents. I'm grateful to my parents simply for bringing me to this world. I'm also grateful to them for all of the unspoken characteristics which I have naturally from them because of who they are. So I continuously see more and more how there's very special personality traits that my mother has and my father has, each as individuals, that that I find within me, which are an enormous blessing in my life. And of course, as a parent myself, the enormous effort that they put forth to raise me, and to raise me in a very particular focused way, which has also been a big blessing for in my life. And I have enormous gratitude to my wife, who truly has helped me develop enormously. Without her, I wouldn't be half of what I'm doing today.
That's so wonderful.
And yeah, she's always by my side. She's an exceptional human being to anyone in her life, but all the more so to me. And I have enormous gratitude as well for my spiritual master, who I mentioned earlier, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's been a absolutely selfless leader and an inspiration, both in the way he led his life and in all of the teachings that he offered, which continues to guide me every single day of my life. So those are, I would say, the three or four people that I have the greatest sense of gratitude to.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful. And I appreciate the fact that you went into why you're grateful to them and why you appreciate them so much. And I think your reasons are so beautiful and very inspiring to me. And I'm sure that to many of our listeners, it will be the same. So thank you so much for your time and for being here with us. It has been great, and thank you so much for sharing everything.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And If you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.